Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is Bachelor Episode 7 recap. On the Almost Famous podcast, we have so much to talk about when it comes to the highly anticipated episode where we had six incredible women left with our amazing Bachelor, Joey.
Amazing Bachelor. Love him more every
week. Amazing Bachelor. Some would say he isn't.
What?
They've been making headlines for maybe saying he isn't amazing. But I would say this. I think we know as much about Joey as we know about any bachelor. Like, we know what he likes as a hobby. We know where he's from. We know that he's good looking. We know that he cares. Like, we don't usually know that much about a bachelor or bachelorette, if we're really honest. And I think we know as much. Maybe that's all he's got. Maybe he's got some cool hobbies. Maybe he's got some desire to find a partner. Maybe he has a desire to explore a little bit with this partner. And honestly, like, if somebody's like, Ben, explain your life, that might be about all I got. I got a few hobbies. I got a great wife. I got a dog, and I work. Like, that's, you know what? Like, that's about all you got. Anyways, I think he's killing it. So we were very anticipatory about the who would be there in the final four. There was a little shocker to me, honestly, but we'll talk about that later. To start, I got a DM from an Almost Famous listener who asked us to talk about something. And I was unaware of this something until the DM came in. So thank you for sending that DM. You know who you are, and I don't want to say your name on the podcast because I did not get your permission to do that, but you know who you are. The conversation is about Britney Spears. And this is the headline. Britney Spears is one of us, a Ben Smith fan. Now, Ben Smith was on a couple seasons ago of The Bachelorette. We don't hear a lot from him these days. But here's the situation, Ashley, and you've got to help me understand what's going on. Britney Spears like reposted his picture on her Instagram.
Well, it's Britney, so it's kind of hard to figure out what's going on with her sometimes. So what she did was she posted a picture. She posted a picture of Ben standing outside of a sauna, like one of those portable saunas. And then Britney said in the caption, "I want a hot sauna in my house." And then there's the photo emoji. And then she adds Ben, at Ben V. Smith. Now, there's lots of things that could be going on here. The juiciest for us would be if Britney took this photo of Ben standing outside the sauna and somehow they have some personal relationship, whether that's him coaching her physically or friendship or otherwise.
Fitness coaching, by the way. Let's be clear.
Yeah, well, he's a fitness coach. He also is like a lifestyle, like he's health coach. Yeah, so it could have been that. Or it could be like a lot less juicy, and it could just be Britney being like, kind of like Britney, randomly screenshotting a picture of a random man outside of, standing outside of a sauna. And then just, she did that because she just wanted to tell her audience that she also wants a hot sauna in her house. You be the judge. That's all we know. Does Britney follow? Let me see. Does she follow anyone?
I mean, this situation is wild to me because it is an unexpected bachelor person, right? Ben Smith was a big name, but we just haven't heard from him. So it's not like he's stayed in the headlines. He's kind of gone off and did his own thing when it comes to fitness and health after the show.
She doesn't follow him.
So she doesn't follow Ben Smith. Somehow she saw a picture of Ben Smith or a sauna.
Yeah, she probably just looked up sauna, saw a hot guy in front of a sauna, screenshot it, and was like, this feels nice. Because Britney loves to just take random pictures from the internet. She's always done this. Like, I'm scrolling through right now, and here's just some, you know, floral landscapes. And so, like, look at this screenshot of just little cupids. Like, she probably just screenshot it, not having any clue that this guy at one point was kind of famous.
So Britney just likes to keep us guessing, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all we have. That's as much as we could find. We did dig into this situation for everybody to try to give a little more explanation, but I feel like we gave us the best explanation that anybody can have now.
Well, I guess we could just call Ben. Does anybody have his number?
I think all we need right here is, if possible, if one of us could text Ben Smith and ask for some clarity, and we can read that text online.
I'll just do it right now.
Yeah, just as we're going through this here.
I'm going to let him know on Wednesday. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah,
we record that'd be again. Great. Okay. I felt weird DMing him in the first place because I'm sure his entire his mailbox must be just nuts. And I didn't want to infringe on any privacy in case he was like,
I hope he has no idea why his picture was posted. Like, I hope he's just like,
I'm pretty sure that's
what
he's going to say.
I hope that's the case. Well, sorry that we didn't have more details in here. We did work for it. We did reach out to Ben Smith. We will continue to reach out to Ben Smith to get more details on the situation. But thank you for always, listeners, bringing up situations that you want to hear us kind of investigate and dive into. We will do as best we can. We promise you that. Okay, let's start with episode 7 of The Bachelor there in Jasper, Canada. Another breathtakingly beautiful place. I am so excited to watch this episode because it reminds me of my home in Evergreen, Colorado. But it also is just such a gorgeous place to fall in love, as they like to say. It is. There's elk. There's clear water. There are mountains and beauty and fresh air. This episode for me is an exciting one because, as we mentioned last week, there's six women left, and we know all six women, and we like all six women, and we don't know going into this episode exactly who is going to be going home. We had our predictions. Ashley, we have the people that we think he has the best connections with, but quite honestly, any two going home this week was not only going to be a little sad to me because I like all of them, but also at some level shocking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're all going to be like, oh, so that's the one he chose to do it. They're all going to be like.
It is a wild time in the Bachelor world because for the first time in a long time, I think really the top eight, we can say, hey, we knew. The top six, we fell in love with. Top four, we're emotionally invested in. And the bottom two, we're just going to be really confused by because we don't know who he's going to choose and how this is going to play out.
The bottom two.
Or the top two, I would call it
top two, yeah.
They last the longest.
I'm so excited about getting into this next chapter. I feel like it's like almost like a whole new season when you get to top four.
Can I remind everybody that they're halfway through filming right now? Like I say that every year.
I know. Now they're halfway. So like that's how much these girls are going to get more time with him.
That's why you see like all this. You'll never see the complaints of one-on-one dates again because everybody gets one-on-ones now. But I just want to be clear. I say this every year, but I think it's one of the most interesting parts, even when I was on the show, was up until hometowns, that's halfway through filming. Now, the rest of filming exists now. So as many episodes have you seen, seven episodes has been filmed. Now we'll see as much time being spent on the final four.
It's so fun. I love this time of year. And I specifically love this time of year because Joey is such a fab bachelor. So let's go through the dates this week. There's going to be two one-on-ones and then a group date with four of them on there. The first one-on-one goes to Daisy. It's all about, you know, that was the first date. They haven't had like such quality time since. Is it still there? How's everyone feeling? And they had a really perfect date when it comes to Jasper, Canada. They ice skated. They went on horseback. They had an outdoor hot tub. They had a cute, cozy dinner. It was all wonderful. And their chemistry was 100% still there. What was like the big topic to discuss during this was that Daisy admitted she's not fallen in love with him yet. She's not there. She likes him a lot. And I think that was just real. I liked that. I was like, okay, yeah, this girl's just, she's keeping her head on. She's a little bit slower than some of the others. But I just like love the way that she was just like, this is my situation.
There's a difference too when like somebody says that and you get the sense that they're kind of questioning the relationship. Mm-hmm. I think for what's happening that's different here is Daisy is validating that she cares deeply about him and wants to be there to pursue this in every other way. And I'm with you. I think it's weird almost when it's too early on and they're like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I think that you might be feeling certain ways.
Like you have a massive crush, you know, but if you've gone on like one real date with somebody.
Yeah. There's a genuineness though to the Daisy Joey situation where it's like, this is just authentic. And I think they both understand the authenticity behind it. I don't know if it scares. We keep getting clips of Joey saying one of his biggest fears is that somebody will leave him at the end. And it kind of feels like they're leading up to something that I don't know if it exists or not, but I think there's like a trust and an authenticity and an understanding. It feels like between Daisy and Joey, and that might be where their chemistry even lies, is that they just have such a better understanding than everybody else. There's not a question about what their pursuits are or their desires are. It's different, because they're just more real in front of each other.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And when she tells him this, he seems like a little bit jarred by it. But I'd like to ask Joey, would you have said to her, like, I'm falling in love with you?
Yeah. Oh, I think Joey's pretty.
You think he is?
I think Joey is really into Daisy, and he has been since the beginning. I don't know what he would say when it comes to emotionally. He might be feeling very similar. Again, yeah. They haven't got a lot of time, but this was a great date. The big storyline at this point, though, comes in where Jen doesn't get the one-on-one date she wants. I feel like this should have been a sign for Jen that this wasn't going to work out at the end. But still kind of shocking to me that she didn't get a one-on-one date. I really wanted her to get this week's date.
She seemed more due for one than Kelsey.
When was the last time she had a one-on-one, Jen?
Jen, like second week of dates. Okay. So week three, I think.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, and we just had a date with Kelsey 2 weeks ago, and it felt really great. And I think he just wanted to hang out with Kelsey. He just wanted the time. And I think with Jen, it could have been more useful, you know, because it could have swung it one way or the other, like more sturdy feeling in letting her go, perhaps. It was, well, not to like jump ahead, but like when he let her go, I was kind of like sad that the two of them just walked out and like he didn't like have like a special moment with either of them because I felt like those two deserved it.
I will say that maybe isn't a critique of Joey as much as it was. Maybe he couldn't even control it. But at this point in time, I do think rose ceremonies are a little bit misplaced, especially this week with the women that were there. It felt like all of them could have gotten maybe a knock at the door or a pulled aside kind of moment more than a rose ceremony. They deserve that, especially Kelsey T., because we did get to see a lot of her and it felt like the relationship was going incredibly well, honestly. But, you know, Jen, we just didn't get to see a lot of Jen. And I think we would have really liked Jen.
I think we saw a good bit of her, but just, and I think that he liked her the whole way through. I think both of them, really Kelsey too. And it's just a hard elimination.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too. with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
So Daisy's date wraps. She gets the rose. Here's one thing my sister and I were discussing. Because I guess, like, we're just thinking about from our family's perspective. We don't find it to be like a huge, we were thinking about hometowns, and like, I don't know if this sounds bad, but like, we don't find it to be a huge deal to introduce somebody to our family, because it's like a person, and it's like a person you care about. And it's like, when you introduce somebody to your family, do you think that it needs to be somebody that you're going to be with forever? Like, I don't know. We just felt like sometimes, like, with the girls, it's too big of a deal. Like, there's so many people use it as, like a front. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's a big deal. Like, I don't know if I'm there yet. I'm like...
But let me just... I personally think you're spot on.
Oh, okay.
Where it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I just think the format of the show, knowing that the next time they see their daughter... could potentially be when she's going to be engaged or heartbroken, mm-hmm. puts a different weight to it.
Okay.
I love my parents. I would introduce them to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, maybe get them excited about some random, back in the day, but, you know, anybody I was spending time with, I wanted them to know and kind of, I guess, follow my journey of dating. But if I, you know, in this situation, I do believe it's different because of the association that at the end of this, my daughter could be engaged. And this is the one and only time I'm meeting this guy. And what do I say? What do I do in this moment? It is, I've talked to Joey about this. It is still to this day, one of the most like stressful and my life obviously has been pretty good. This has been one of the most stressful weeks of my life, hometowns. I was sick to my stomach.
Well, I understand it totally from the lead's point of view. Like, there's so much pressure and like, holy shit, am I leading this whole family on? But like, if you're like just one of the cast members and you're one of the four, the whole like, but there's other people going on. Mm-hmm. And like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm just be like, yeah, but like, let's bring it on. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah. I think you have to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I think you just have to have fun with it. I think you have to have the energy to just have fun with it. I don't think you need to put more pressure on it. Than it's already going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's cool that for me, it was cool that my family was going to be a part. Now I never had a hometown on Caitlin's season, but it was cool that my family was going to be a part of this experience and also get to meet Caitlin at the time. Like, that was exciting for me, and that they would see all these producers that I'd spent months with at this point and get to meet. Like, there's so much excitement too.
Yeah.
But could we say this, Ashley? Like, every family has their own little dance. They're all different.
Oh, 100%.
So, is it maybe that all these women have such close ties to their family that they're like, I know they care about me so much that that this is going to ultimately be really hard on them. And I know that they're not going to have fun with this. Like, maybe all of them kind of have the same family.
It's just dynamics. Different family vibes, I guess. Because, yeah. Like, I know that if I brought, like, the bachelor home, my mom would, like, be, like, peeing her pants. Like, there's nothing more exciting in this world than, like, that happening to my mom. Yeah. Like, back in the day.
You kind of did with Jared.
You know, I know. Did. Yeah, we definitely had, like, a hometown date. And she was like, oh, my God. My mom ate up our, like, quote, hometown date when Jared came over for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I dropped somebody off at the airport. Or I was, like, in the basement or something. And my mom, like, sat down with Jared. And she was like, so do you think that, like, maybe down the road? Like, my mom loves this stuff. So I just think of it too personally from, like, my background, I think.
Yeah, there's emotion involved.
My dad would be like, why would you want to be with her? Do you know how much she is to handle? Save yourself, run now.
Yeah. See, he's a smart man. See, there's just different emotions, dynamics. I think all of these women have already told us stories about why their families matter too. I think that's a unique dynamic that we don't always hear. Also, all of the women that are left have told us reasons why their family are either very connected or maybe a little disconnected. Another thing I've appreciated about this season is the insight into kind of behind the scenes of everybody's life, which I think is very valuable now going into hometowns. But there is one person that doesn't feel like they're going to make it to hometowns. That's Maria. Maria has, I'm not going to say a breakdown. I think that's what she called her, what she was having. I think she is really in it. And has felt all sorts of emotions throughout this process and has had a roller coaster ride through this season. Did you think she was going to be going home on her own accord, Ashley?
How do you solve a problem like Maria? I've just had to put that somewhere in any of these recaps. Please tell me that you know that's from The Sound of Music.
No, I had no clue.
Ben, are you serious?
That sounded good, though.
Wow. Just a classic. Anyway, you guys know that, like, even though my friend Sydney has obviously an issue with Maria, I have not had an issue with what I've seen from Maria on TV. And I find her to have a great personality for television. And I think this was the one moment where I was like, girl, this was in the past couple weeks, a moment where I was like, she's fishing here. She is just fishing. She wants so much validation, but I don't think she needs it. I think she's confident in where they sit, but she wanted him to basically say, like, you're getting a hometown. I can't wait to meet your family. I see you at the end. Like, she wanted so much of that. And then her plan totally backfires with him. And she's like, I think I have to leave. I think this process isn't for me. And then he goes, so are you leaving? And then she's like, yeah. And then she gets up, goes to the other room. And I was like, I don't know how they're going to rebound from this moment. And then when she sits back down, this was one of, like, the most attractive scenes with Joey. Again, I was like, this dude just kills this lead role. He does such a good job because he is, like, standing his ground. He's not feeding into what I think was kind of, like, a bullshit moment. And he is, like, still listening and understanding and being, like, gentle with her feelings during it. I just thought it was a great moment. I don't even remember what the heck he said, but, like, basically he was like, you want the validation or you're going to leave? Well, it's like, I'm in this position right now where, like, I'm here. I could give you the opportunity to do it, but you're the one that wants to leave. So basically he's saying, like, she was being selfish in the moment because there's nothing else he can do to help her here except for, you know, give her a rose, which he probably was going to do.
I see where she's coming from. I do. She wants more attention than she's getting.
But she's getting a lot of attention, I feel.
Yeah, but I think this is a marker of where she feels like her relationship is compared to some of the other women. I don't think she's as confident in their relationship as she is around seeing, like, the Kelsey A's and the Daisies now. I think she's questioning exactly where am I at, and she cares about him. And so she's saying, how do I stand out here? Like, how do I actually ask him where we're at compared to everybody else? Because it is, it's an emotional roller coaster. Like, it is really hard to feel good about where you're at, especially when you care deeply about the lead. Did she go about it in the right way? No, she probably could have just sat down and asked him, but this is maybe who she is. Like, she is maybe a little bit more like dramatic, and she does say things sometimes that she maybe possibly regrets and looks back on. But what did she get out of it? Well, she got a rose and she got a kiss and she got this cute little flirty moment where they're like hugging each other. And I think it connects them in a way that maybe she needed.
It was a connecting moment for sure, because it was kind of like a fight and they mended the fight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times do you say something you don't mean, or you react in a way you don't want to react, and you have to go back and be like, I'm sorry. Like, I overreacted there. I made that way more dramatic than I wanted it to. That all kind of blew up in my face. Like, that happens, right? Doesn't usually happen on national television.
What about when she said, like, I'm not even going to kiss you? And then he was like, what? You're not even going to kiss me? And then she, like, goes right in for it.
Well, she's like, and I kind of like that moment.
I did too. And then he goes, you're all over the place. It was just so real. And I did love the moment. It was weird. I stand by the fact that I think that she was totally fishing, wanted her answer there, and like she wanted to eliminate girls right there. But the moment was really compelling. And just one of those, again, like last week, their date, it felt like not a TV moment.
No, it wasn't. I mean, she said, I'm not going to kiss you because I saw you kissing other women. Yeah. You need to learn your lesson. And I'm like, that's fair. And it's funny and it's cute and it's flirtatious. And then she goes in and kisses him anyways. And I'm like, this is playful and this is fun. And I see the two of them together.
But it totally spooked him. He's sure like forever weary of her now.
Sure. I'm sure he's questioning where she stands at this point. And I don't know if hometowns is necessarily going to help that, because he's probably going to get questions about where does Maria stand with everybody else. And she's going to have to hear him say, like, I have feelings for a lot of people and I've got to have to figure this out in the end. And that's not going to help the situation. But it is probably out of the top three now, because I had Kelsey T up there and obviously she's going home. If we have, you know, I think for me, it's Daisy and Kelsey A and Maria. It definitely is the one relationship that is the most fragile. Mm-hmm. And also the one that has a lot of similarities to the others in terms of connection and comfort. I will say, I think Maria's relationship with Joey has had the most obstacles that they've been able to get over, and not obstacles in the terms of like relationships ending obstacles, like, hey, there's these rumors about you dating somebody else back home and all this stuff. It's obstacles with other women, obstacles in with emotion, obstacles in miscommunication, all those things that I do think they have a strong foundation.
I feel like don't put her against like Daisy and Kelsey. No. But I do feel like Rachel has lost a little steam.
We just didn't see her this week much, and we didn't. We haven't seen. I know we just recently saw like a very good one-on-one with her and some flirtatious moments. But even that one-on-one date, we said, "Hey, felt like it was a little bit more disconnected than their even first, you know, or their first
like moment. Wedding date group date,
yeah, wedding date moment." And it does feel, I think, in my mind, like the top three is very clear to me at this point in time.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Okay, well, we do have a group date. Ashley, there's not a lot to talk about on this group date, no, other than the fact that, can I say, for the first time in a long time, I've agreed with you on something that you stick by, and that is that you don't like... Yeah, competition dates. And I've always said I like them. I think they're fun. I think when it gets down to the like four people on a competition date, it mostly feels like a waste of time. Mm-hmm. It felt awkward. It felt like it was unnecessary. Their relationships have moved way past how can I impress you doing this random obstacle that I've never done before.
Axe throwing.
Yeah.
Which I thought Maria was really funny. She's like, this is not my scene and I'm not really putting effort into this.
Yeah, it just feels like we've moved past it, right? And maybe they just needed this date to kind of fill space. And it was fun to watch. I enjoyed the activity and I enjoyed seeing all of these things done. I just felt like as a date, it felt awkward to me. A little cringy even at moments where it's like, this, why are they cutting wood for this guy? Like at this point, this is done.
Yeah, gotcha.
So what came out of that? No group date, Rose. Oh, yeah. Obviously, we had the Maria conversation.
The no group date rose was definitely a good idea, though.
Great idea.
The whole moment with Maria. And then, like, I think he really needed time to think about the macro.
Yes, 100%. And so not a lot gets brought up there. So then we have the Kelsey A date. The Kelsey A date is similar to Daisy's date. Comparatively, it feels very similar. Yes, they really like each other. Yes, they're very attracted to each other. Yes, they get along great. They're both in this together. Yeah. I mean, the depth of their relationship, I think at this point, really now needs to be stepped up after hometown. Like, we're ready for Kelsey A and Daisy to go to hometowns.
I'm really excited about Kelsey's hometown because her dad, we hear the stories of her dad how emotional she gets talking about him. He just sounds like a sweet man. And then at the scenes of the next episode, you get a couple of glimpses of him. And I'm like, this is a good daddy. I like this. I like this man.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know what I'm saying, though? It just feels like the only way we're going to get progress in their relationships is to now separate everybody, because they're so far along. I mean, those two are two of the strongest top two in recent memory for me.
Yeah, for sure.
So the cocktail party gets canceled. Not a shock here. It happens a lot of seasons.
Yeah, it does. But like,
the only weird thing that happened, and I cannot claim that canceling the cocktail party was Joey's idea. I'll tell you how this usually works out. Usually at this point in time, you are so tired of cocktail parties.
Dude, this guy was so tired. You could tell in this episode, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm just getting over it.
Yeah, you're over it. So as a lead, most leads I talk to, and remembering back on my time, if everybody wants a little insight, is most leads at this point are over the whole thing. They're done with the dates. They're done with the cocktail parties. All they want to do is spend time with the people that are left and do it in a way that isn't so kind of like formal, right? Mm-hmm. Coming up, you're going to have some hometowns. You're going to have overnights, which are super fun because you get cameras away from you, including the lead, for the first time in months. Then you're down to two. And at that point, everything changes and you're in a whole different mind headspace. So you're kind of done with the bachelor deal, the bachelorette deal. Cocktail parties aren't fun to you anymore. You don't want to like bounce around to all these women that you know so well. And it feels weird when five of them are sitting in a room alone. And there's always the chance that drama can arise. And so the producers will come in and they'll say, hey, what do you want to do about tonight? And they'll say, we'll give you two options.
You have the cocktail party or you don't.
Yeah, you have the cocktail party and you have to leave in 30 minutes, or you don't, and we can do a rose ceremony in 30 minutes and you'll be back home by 8:30 tonight. Mm. And, you know,
delightful.
There's a game on, you know, this is during football season. So you're like, you get tuned into the game and you're like, I know exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I am so over this thing. Let's just do the rose ceremony. And so, you know, if there's questions maybe still and there's big conversations that need to be had, sure, you might have a cocktail party. For the most part, you are so excited when they give you the offer to just cancel it.
But then how do you feel in this situation? Then he obviously did have to have a conversation with Maria.
I don't know. I don't know how this played out. I would imagine this is what happened in Joey's head. He goes, hey, I just want to have a rose ceremony. And the show goes, awesome. That means an early dinner for us. And he goes, but the only thing is I need to talk to Maria. And they say, well, just do it at the rose ceremony. He goes, that's a fine deal. Like, yeah, this may not make sense on the messaging.
Like, the girls may not like this move, but like.
But 100%, this is what I'm going to do. It saves me 3 hours tonight.
And what it also means to me is that like, he just knew that like, if Maria gave him the right answer, that she was definitely far and beyond his feelings for Jen and Kelsey. So it was like, it wasn't going to, like, they couldn't win him over, I think, at that point.
Yeah, he knew what he was going to do, but he needed some clarity. And so he took like the best audible route to having as little amount of obligation as he could that evening and getting out of there in time for a good dinner and a football game. I'm guaranteeing it. I mean, I'm serious, and that's fine. I like, for me, that doesn't, it's very understandable. And I think every fan should understand where he's coming from in this, is that the more time I can get just to chill right now, the better for everybody and the better for me personally. And I'm going to find ways to do that. You're kind of always looking now for ways to do that. And so, yeah, the messaging was weird and I can see where some of the women were a little thrown off by it, but it's just the way it had to be done, and you're going to have to get over it. And I guarantee it, when it comes to them getting the roses, I think Rachel was the one that really thrown off by it. She was fine. She was like, I don't care now. It's fine. So Marie and him kind of get pulled aside. They have a little conversation.
It's like the same conversation they had, but like a little chiller from the night before. Sure. And she's like, "And I'm rattled by the other girls." And then he's like, okay, well, I just want to let you know that I do really like you.
Yeah. Like, do you want to be here or not?
Yeah.
And she says yes. And he's like, all right, let's go back in there. Let's do this thing. And so, Kelsey T, shocker elimination for me. I really thought she was going to be around. I thought she was in, she was moving her way up until the top, maybe even like kind of close to two, pushing two a little bit.
Dude.
Yeah. And then Jen, Jin goes home as well. Not as much of a shocker there. Kind of the whole episode kind of leaned into that moment.
And yeah.
Writing was on the wall. I will miss Kelsey T. I do feel like she, you know, we keep saying it. Like, I want to see more of her, I guess. I liked her personality. I liked who she was. I thought she was great for Joey. But at the end of the day, I'm not that shocked because Kelsey A and Daisy are still there. Yeah. And for me, as long as they're still there, everybody else right now is just kind of like around, if that makes sense.
Well, this is my plea to the Bachelor producers who aren't, I think, planning Paradise. But I think this is such an unfortunate season for them not to be planning Paradise because this is the group of girls that like we actually care about seeing again.
I agree with you, Ashley. This so is like,
I was like, guys, look at the ratings. Look at these girls' following counts. People are going to watch this Paradise. You guys got to fit it in.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they come up with something different. Maybe they're.
Yeah. Do it at the mansion. Do something. It doesn't have to be like this big travel show.
No, it just feels like for years we were kind of like, hey, are we excited about Paradise? Sure. Because it's always Paradise and it's fun to watch. But we aren't that excited about much here other than the fact that it's on TV and it kind of gets us back in the groove. Now I'm sitting here at the end of the Joey season and also at some levels Charity season again and going, there's a lot of people I want to see back on that beach.
I think they're going to turn it around. I think it's going to happen somehow. All right.
Good. I want my buddy Wells to have a job. So yeah,
there's that one too. There's that aspect. All right. So scene to the next episode. Like I said, really like Kelsey's dad thus far. It seems like the Rachel's parents are going to be the ones that give us the drama here and a little bit with Maria's dad. But Rachel's parents. I don't know. It seems very tearful.
I don't even want to judge off of this because every time it looks so dramatic and it never is as dramatic as they make it look. And honestly, when it comes to hometowns,
unless you're a JoJo's.
Yeah, unless you're a JoJo's and you're like, goodness gracious, I don't belong here. Like, this is, they do not want me around. You know, I think all in, it's hard for me to criticize families who are protective of any of their sons or daughters in hometowns. Hometowns, for me, I will watch with one hand over my eyes. Because it's so hard for me. Like, I have these memories of it, and I have these memories of looking dads in the eyes and being like, hey, if it comes down to this moment, how do you feel about it? And being like, this is such a big moment for you, and you have some, you know, dork walking through your front door, and he's asking you these questions, and you're like, this whole thing feels stupid to me. And this whole thing is not what I ever dreamed of for my daughter. And this whole thing is messed up. And I'm like, I get it. Like, I totally understand. But I have to do this, and you have to do this too. And this sucks. And I love hometowns for certain reasons. I hate hometowns because I know it's so uncomfortable for the lead and for these families.
I love hometowns.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You know?
Yeah, it makes me feel all icky inside.
Yeah,
I just remember. I remember those feelings of like having massive like anxiety pulling up to the house and walking through the front door and being like, "Hey, yeah, here I am." Like, yeah, how many girls are you dating right now, Ben? Well, multiple. Sorry. Your daughter's great though. Anyways, it's hard. And it's hard for everybody involved. So hometowns is next week. We're down to four. Ashley, I gave you my top three. I'm assuming your top three is the same, but who do you believe? Who do you believe has the most encouraging? Like, is there anybody in this group right now that their hometown is going to sway Joey's opinion?
No.
I think Rachel goes home next week, which is unfortunate. We love Rachel again. I don't know when we're going to see her again, but she was such a good person on the show. I think Rachel goes home, and it's Maria, Daisy, and Kelsey on to overnights. That's my opinion. I will be shocked if that changes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what makes the most sense right now.
Okay.
So I'll stick with you on that.
Well, we'll be back next week, breaking down another episode of The Bachelor. Also, Almost Good Advice. We have some interviews now coming up with some past contestants. Also, some contestants that are currently on the season. We are kind of working into that time of the year where we're going to really start diving into interviews with people from this season to understand who they are, hear their side of the story. And it's an exciting time to be the Almost Famous podcast. It is. We have a lot of cool things coming up. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next time. But until then, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Send us your problems for Almost Good Advice. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.